Last week, Fayetteville City officials officially launched the state's first property-assessed clean energy program. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis attended the launch and has more about what the new program means.
During the 2013 legislative session, the Arkansas General Assembly passed legislation for a Property Assessed Clean Energy, or PACE, program that enabled cities, counties, and even the state to create energy improvement districts within Arkansas. Later that year, the Fayetteville City Council passed an ordinance to create the first such district in the state. But what does PACE do? Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan says the benefits to Fayetteville are numerous.
Creates jobs and stimulates the economy. Generates significant economic development. Protects citizens from the rising cost of electricity and non-renewable fuels. Provides citizens with options for financing improvements that otherwise were not available. Providing a positive cash flow on energy improvements. Increasing the value of real property, improving the state's air quality, and conserving natural resources, promoting energy, independence, and security for the local economy.
PACE attempts to accomplish all that by offering property owners low-interest loans for energy efficiency, renewable energy, or water conservation projects for new or existing buildings. The repayment of those loans is tied to the annual property tax assessment, making it easier for some to initiate such projects. The Fayetteville PACE program is called Arkansas Advanced Energy Equity, or A2E2, which will be administered by A2E2 LLC, which in turn was incorporated earlier this year by the Arkansas Advanced Energy Association. Steve Patterson is the executive director of the association, and he says that property owners are likely to use the Property Assessed Clean Energy Program because it saves them money, it makes buildings more valuable, and the A2E2 program will provide 100% of financing for projects that will result in energy savings that are worth more than the value of the loan.
PACE financing stays with the building upon sale, so that no matter who the owner is, that property assessment stays with the building. Tenants can help in a multifamily or in a shopping center, can assist the owner in paying off the loan. It assures customers of a positive cash flow, as I mentioned, and it will create jobs, improve economic development, and most importantly, improve the environment. I mean, what's not to like, huh?
Though it has been around since long before Fayetteville's PACE program was a reality, the Fayetteville Public Library has made use of amenities and fixtures like those that other real property owners would use in their own PACE qualifying projects. Sam Palmer is Director of Facilities and Sustainability for the library.
Over the last 10 years, the Fayetteville Public Library has saved over 20 million gallons of water by deploying waterless urinals, rainwater recapture for in our cistern to rewater landscape, and low flow faucets that have been installed throughout the library. Also, through the solar array that's been installed on the roof, we've saved or produced 100,000 kilowatts of energy. This translates into a lot of dollars and cents being saved, hundreds, even thousands of dollars worth of savings for the Fayetteville Library and its citizens.
To find out more about the Arkansas Advanced Energy Equity Program, visit arkansasadvancedenergy.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.
Support for KUAF comes from North Star Plumbing, promoting green building in residential and commercial new construction and remodels by providing energy-efficient Rinnai tankless water heaters with earth-friendly technology for a healthier environment. North Star Plumbing AR.com. Support for KUAF also comes from the Psychologists of Northwest Arkansas, inviting you to address what's keeping you from your best life, individually, as a couple, or as a family. Information on helpful psychologists can be found online at psynwa.com.